Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're joined by Christian Stadler, who is a professor of strategic management at Warwick Business School. How are you today, Christian?
I'm fine, thank you.
Right, you're a professor of strategic management. We've got a situation where most people's strategy seems to have gone out the window as far as working out what to do. Well, they didn't expect Trump to come in. Even Newsweek didn't expect Trump to come in. And now what do they do?
It depends very much in which industry they're in. And of course, I need to put a caveat out here straight away. At the moment, things are quite uncertain. We have statements during campaign, but that doesn't mean that Trump as a president will do the same things.
Right, but I mean, his initial acceptance speech, he seemed to have had a sort of personality change in the sense that it was like a Vickers Tea Party rather than the type of shooting from the hip comments that he used to come up with before. So. That was one point, and then he was discussing rebuilding cities and lots of infrastructure plays, which does seem to be a reasonable clue as to, at least from one aspect of business, what's going to be going on.
So the more muted speech that he gave afterwards certainly calmed down markets. We saw initially a big drop, but then a quick recovery. And in fact, markets have done very well since, which is seen partly as a response to these relatively calm statements, reconciliatory comments. Yeah. Now, the other reason why I think markets have done relatively well is, in fact, these infrastructure programs that you refer to. He, as a candidate, vowed to make massive investments in U.S. infrastructure, and that means that there'll be big investment from the U.S. government. Construction industry is going to do well. Steel industry is likely going to do well. We see other commodities doing well, all of them supplying material for big infrastructure projects. So we have certainly seen some positive aspects here for some of these companies. A different story, I think, is what will happen in the long run. In the long run, the big worry is that Trump is going to be much more protectionist, that he will start potentially a trade war with China that could affect the economy more widely. And that's something that has not been reflected in the market because the immediate outlook is not so bleak as maybe we had expected.
But, I mean, listening to his speeches /rants before he became president, he was basically saying, I don't care whether I upset the Chinese, I think there's a $500 billion deficit with the Chinese, because basically whatever I do couldn't be any worse than whatever we have at the moment. So in that way, the situation is actually underpinned by the realities that we have, well, his perceived reality of what we have at the moment.
Yes, but I mean, what can he do? He essentially can increase tariffs to retaliate against China, but China holds debts which is above $1 trillion. They're the biggest holder of U.S. debts, and if they would flood the market in a situation where the U.S. government probably took on a lot of extra debt in order to finance his infrastructure, as he's also vowing not to increase tax. Yeah, the only way really then to get the money to build infrastructure is through borrowing, and that could present massive troubles for the U.S. government. So it sounds, you know, like an easy step forward, but the realities are that this could be having really bad implications for the U.S. And also for other countries if we are going into a recession all over as a result of that.
But isn't that the equivalent of the situation we have with the Russians in the Cold War, that it would be mutually assured destruction? So therefore, the Chinese wouldn't do. Would, you know, people would have to come around to sit around a table rather than actually push the nuclear buttons that they both held.
So that's true if Trump is reasonable. If Trump is more like the candidate he was, then we can't assume that he's altogether reasonable, and he might do things that in fact are the equivalent to pushing the button.
Right. So the business situation, we're going with the infrastructure. We would invest, or that would be the angle that we would seek at this stage. But at this, apart from that, we don't really know much more than what he said in that initial speech.
We do know a little bit more in some other aspects. Yeah, we know that he is keen on ramping up the defense budget, and that is good news for some British companies. BAE Systems, for example, He's having a massive business in the United States, and they're going to benefit from that. We also know that he is going to most likely try to Well, this ends the Obamacare altogether. It's not quite so straightforward as it seems. Despite the majority that they have, you need a supermajority in order to finish it up entirely. But through some budget movements, etc., you can mute it essentially a lot. And that would mean that if you're a healthcare company, situation is very uncertain and not necessarily an easy one in coming years.
But healthcare, defense, construction, and maybe drug stocks, plenty, there's plenty to go on there as far as at least the investors are concerned.
What do you mean by that?
With those sectors in highlighted now, I mean, there's actually quite a lot for investors to be looking at over the near term, even before we get full clarity on what Trump is going to do.
No, absolutely. We do have an era of more uncertainty, I think, with just a few indications from the program where things might go. But in the longer run, we are in a situation that is almost a bit like Brexit. We are entering a period of the unknown, where optimists hope that things work out well, and pessimists, as academics tend to be, we are a bit wary and worried what's going to happen.
Christian Stadler, Professor of Strategic Management at Warwick Business School, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.